之前我们阅读了神秘作家豆豆三部曲的前两部。
Previously, we have read the first two parts of the mystery novel series by Du Du.
今天我们要阅读的是他的第三部《天幕红尘》。
Today, we are going to read its third part, The Red Dust of the Sky.
1991年8月24日。
August 24, 1991.
苏联解体前夕。
On the eve of the dissolution of the Soviet Union.
莫斯科。石油商人罗加明在自己的办公室里用一把手枪结束了自己的生命。
Moscow oil merchant Liu Jiaming ended his life with a handgun in his office.
他生前欠下$1,050,000的巨额债务。
He owed a huge debt of $105,000 before he died.
死后只留下四个字。
Only left behind four words after death.
见路不走。
Don't be afraid to take risks.
罗家明的妻子林雪红认定，丈夫的死与一个叫叶子农的人脱不了干系。
According to Lin Zhuhong, the wife of Liu Jiaming, the death of her husband is related to a person named Yi Zinin.
三年前。
Three years ago.
罗家明借给叶子农50,000人民币。
Liu Jiaming lent 5,000 yuan to Yi Zinin.
一年后。
One year later.
叶子农如约归还，不是五万。
The money of 50,000 yuan that was borrowed from Yi Zai was returned.
而是五十万。
Instead, it's 500,000.
罗家明不肯收。
Liu Jiaming refused.
说，我要的不是钱。
I don't want money.
叶子农问。
Thief, ass.
那你要什么？
What do you want?
罗家明说，就四个字。
According to Liu Jier, it's just four words.
见路不走。
Don't be afraid to take risks.
此后。
Subsequently.
罗家明把这四个字奉为经商圭臬。
Liu Jier may consider these four words to be the key to business success.
他先在北京做石油生意。
He first did business in oil in Beijing.
又跑到纽约开公司。
Moved to New York to start a company.
最后押上全部身家去苏联投资石油。
Finally, I gambled all my family's fortune on investing in oil in the Soviet Union.
结果苏联政局突变。
The Soviet political situation suddenly changed.
卢布疯狂贬值。
The ruble is plummeting.
罗家明血本无归。
Liu Jiaming has no blood to return to.
在莫斯科的寒冬里开枪自杀。
In the Moscow winter, he committed suicide by shooting himself.
林雪红带着四位债权人飞到柏林。
Lin Zhuhong flew to Berlin with four creditors.
找到了叶子农。
Found Yizzy Farm.
他质问叶子农。
He questioned Leaf.
罗家明是因为你的见路不走死的，这笔债。
Liu Jiaming is because of your unyielding path.
你得认。叶子农听完，沉默良久。
You have to listen to Leaf Dragon after a long silence.
说，我给罗家明四个字，是提醒他甭琢磨什么高人高招，是让他做老实人。
Tell him that the four words I said to Liu Jiaming, don't think about any high-level schemes, were to make him a good and honest person.
办老实事的。
Be honest.
是让他实事求是的。
Make him be realistic.
可他还是奔高人高招去了。
But he still went for the high-risk, high-reward strategy.
因为他是要做高人的。
Because he is going to be a high-level person.
甭管啥道理。
No matter what the reason.
先别妨碍他做高人。
Don't interrupt him while he's trying to be a big shot.
再说，这一本可就瞎了。
In addition, this book is very popular.
罗家明， 就是这样死的。
This is how Luo Jia died.
你要往那儿奔，你也死。
You're going to die if you go that way.
话
错，
虽如此。
However,
叶子农还是接下了这$1,050,000的债务。
Will he still accept the $105,000 USD debt?
叶子农是个马克思主义研究者。
Leif Norb is a Marxist scholar.
常年隐居柏林。
Living in Berlin for many years.
靠翻译和写作为生，穷得叮当响。
The clanging of ding dang. Who earns a living through translation and writing?
哪来$1,050,000？
Where did $1,050,000 come from?
但他只沉思了片刻。
But he only thought for a moment.
便给出了一个让所有人目瞪口呆的方案。
He then presented a plan that stunned everyone.
在匈牙利首都布达佩斯建厂。
Establish a factory in Budapest, the capital of Hungary.
利用中。
Using.
匈两国互免签证的协议
Hungary-Austria visa-free agreement
搞劳务输出
labor outsourcing
变相移民
immigrant
具体操作是
specific operations
在布达佩斯注册一家劳动力密集型
register a labor-intensive business in Budapest
方便面生产线
instant noodles production line
以劳务合同名义将中国工人输送到匈牙利。
Transport Chinese workers to Hungary under the guise of labor contracts.
每人收取$10,000的劳务合同风险担保费。工人到了匈牙利。
Each worker is required to pay a labor contract risk guarantee fee of $10,000. Workers arrive in Hungary.
拿到居留证。
Obtain a residence permit.
就可以自由出入欧洲各国。
You can freely enter and exit European countries.
哎。
How?
叶子农把柏林的房产抵押出去。
The farm mortgaged its property in Berlin.
50天内搞定。
Within 50 days.
一切帮罗家明还清了全部$1,050,000的债务。
Everything was cleared for Luo Jiamin, and he was completely relieved of the $105,000 debt.
这场债务会议让叶子农一战封神。
This debt meeting allowed Yi Zilong to achieve a legendary performance.
四位债权人中，有一位是当红影星戴梦妍。
Among the four creditors, one of them was the famous actress.Dimension.
他原本对叶子农充满轻视。
He originally looked down on Leaf Dragon.
一个穷酸书生能有什么担当
？What can a poor scholar do？
但当他看到叶子农在绝境中从容布局，以一己之力化解$10,000,000债务危机时
，But when he saw Ryu, who was in a desperate situation, calmly planning and resolving $1,000,000 debt.Crisis with his own strength.
他的态度彻底变了。
His attitude has completely changed.
他开始欣赏这个男人。
He began to admire this man.
进而爱上了他。
Then fell in love with him.
戴梦妍
Dream.
提出帮叶子农办巴黎拘留。
Proposed to help Yi Zilong with his detention in Paris.
让他离开是非之地。
Let him leave the scene.
叶子农却说，出了门就要遵守公共规则。
However, Yi Zilong said that he would abide by the public rules if he entered the house.
戴梦妍
Dream.
不管，直接为他买了机票。
Whether he bought the ticket directly or not.
两人飞往巴黎。
Two people are flying to Paris.
叶子农在巴黎没住多久。
Leaf was only in Paris for a short time.
迪拉诺广播公司总裁乔治通过中间人找到了他。乔治是个传奇人物。
George, the president of Dylan Radio, found his way to George through an intermediary.
他请叶子农编纂一部纪录片。
He commissioned his eye to write a documentary.
共产主义运动100年，开价$200,000。
The communist movement cost $20 million.
叶子农需要钱。
Leaf needs money.
但他更清楚，这部纪录片的立场绝不会客观。
However, he was more aware that the documentary's position would never be objective.
他提出一个条件。
He proposed a condition.
先收钱，再辩论。
Pay first, then argue.
如果乔治能驳倒他。
If George can defeat him.
他拿钱走人。
He walked away with the money.
如果驳不倒。
If you can't refute it, then it must be true.
他照样拿钱走人。
He just walked away with the money.
乔治答应了。辩论。
George agreed to the debate.
那天，乔治出了两个命题。
That day, George made two questions.
命题一，真理都是相对的。
The truth of a statement is relative.
没有绝对的。
There is no absolute.
叶子农说。
Leaf Dragon said.
真理是相对的。
Truth is relative.
还是绝对的。
Absolutely.
这个得看怎么定义。
This depends on how you define it.
如果你把真理定义为放之四海而皆准。
If you define truth as something that is universally accepted.
那确实没有。
That's right.
但如果你把真理定义为在一定条件下成立的规律。
But if you define truth as a rule that holds under certain conditions.
那就有命题。
Then there are problems.
第二。
Two.
唯有变是不变的。
Only change is constant.
叶子农只回了一句。
Leaf Dragon only replied with one sentence.
您这个唯有变是不变的。
You are the only constant.
还变不变了。
Is it still the same?
乔治沉默许久。
George remained silent for a long time.
最终说，你走吧。
Finally, I'm telling you to leave.
叶子农拿了$200,000，转身离去。
After taking $200,000, Leaf Dragon turned and left.
乔治的顾问奥布莱恩是个老辣的政治操盘手。
O'Brien, a seasoned political strategist, is George's advisor.
叶子农的胜利
Leaf Dragon's victory
让他颜面尽失
Make him lose face.
他决定报复。奥布莱恩私下联系了 NRG 世界民主联盟主席凯勒，未经叶子农本人同意，就任命他为 NRG 德国分部的政治部长。
He decided to retaliate. He secretly contacted the NRG World Democratic Alliance chairman Keller without the consent of Leaf and appointed him as the political minister of the NRG German branch.
随后 ,NRG 发布公告宣布这一任命。
Subsequently, NRG announced the appointment via a press release.
紧接着又发了一份道歉。
He then issued another apology.
声明称
Statement says,
由于叶子农先生的政治立场问题，任命取消。
Due to the political stance of Mr. Yi Zainong, his appointment was cancelled.
这一招极其阴毒。
Call a vicious trick.
叶子农被架到了火上。
Leaf was put on fire.
中国人骂他
Chinese people scold him.
汉奸
Japanese soldier.
外国人骂他
He was insulted by foreigners.
蔑视民主
Disregard for democracy.
他一夜之间成了政治污点
He became a political stain overnight.
人物走到哪里都被监视
People are monitored everywhere.
被调查
Investigation.
被排斥
Excluded.
叶子农一眼识破
Leaf recognized it at a glance.
这是奥布莱恩的圈套
This is O'Brien's trap.
他说 都是人的那点事儿。
He talked about human affairs.
没有。
No.
为什么？他知道，对方要的不是他的命。
Why did he know that the other person didn't want his life?
而是他的自由。
But it is his freedom.
叶子龙被北京刑事传唤，调查。
Leaf Dragon is summoned by Beijing for criminal investigation.
他涉嫌组织偷渡。负责此案的外交官张志成与叶子龙深谈后，发现这完全是小题大做。
After a deep conversation with the diplomat Zhang Jai, who was in charge of the case, and Yi Zilong, he found that the matter was completely trivial.
背后有人在操纵。张志成放了叶子龙，说
Someone was behind Zhang Jiacheng, manipulating him to say that he had said that Leaf Dragon was.
叶子龙有底线。
Leaf Dragon has a bottom line.
叶子龙回到红川。
Leaf Dragon returned to Hongchun.
遇到了老九。
Met Lao Jiu.
老九是九物杠子面的老板。
Old Jiu is the boss of the Jiu type of liquor shop.
一辈子信奉手擀面。
A lifetime of making noodles by hand.
比机器面好吃的信条。
The belief that machine-made noodles are not as good as hand-made noodles.
坚持纯手工制作。
Adhere to hand-made production.
结果面馆生意越来越差。
The results of the ramen business are getting worse.
濒临倒闭。
On the verge of bankruptcy.
他请叶子龙指点迷津。
He asked Leaf Green to point out the way.
叶子龙说
Leaf Dragon said
见路不走
See the road but don't take it
不是让你不走
Don't let you go
寻常路
Ordinary road
是让你别迷信经验
Don't be misled by experience
别迷信教条手擀面好吃
Don't be misled by the idea that handmade noodles are delicious
不是因为它是手擀的
Not because it's handmade,
而是因为他满足了好吃的条件。
Instead, it was because he met the conditions for being delicious.
机器面只要满足同样的条件。
As long as the machine meets the same conditions,
结果是一样的。
The result is the same.
老九恍然大悟。
Old Line suddenly realized.
他回去后。
After he returned,
果断改革
Decisive reform
引进机器化生产
Introduce mechanized production
建立标准化流程
Establish standardized processes
统一配方
Unified recipe
统一工艺
Unified process
统一管理
Unified management
半年后
Half a year later
九物杠子面在北京开了二十多家连锁店。
There are over 20 branches of Juyer Gangzi Noodle in Beijing.
生意火爆。
Business is booming.
老九的女儿方迪是个聪明漂亮的姑娘。
Old Jew's daughter, Fang Dai, was a smart and beautiful girl.
她与叶子龙只见了一面。
She met with Leaf Farm only once.
听了他对见路不走的阐释
After hearing his explanation of not walking on the road
便深深爱上了这个男人
I fell deeply in love with this man
他把这份爱藏在心底
He kept this love hidden in his heart
从未表白奥布莱恩的阴谋步步紧逼 NRG 的部长事件
The conspiracy to expose the secret relationship between Aubrey and the NRG minister is getting closer.
让叶子龙成了国际政治的焦点。
Let Leaf Dragon become the focus of international politics.
他失去了最看重的自由。
He lost the most important thing to him is freedom.
想说什么就说什么。
Say whatever you want.
想去哪儿就去哪儿的自由。
The freedom to go wherever you want.
戴梦妍把叶子浓软浸在巴黎郊区的一栋别墅里。
Daisy kept Ryu Dragon under house arrest in a villa in the suburbs of Paris.
用自己的方式保护他。
Protect him in your own way.
叶子浓却对他说，自由比命贵。
Elysian said to him that freedom is more important than life.
1992年2月
February 1992,
叶子浓决定出去走走。
Leaf decided to go out for a walk.
他和老九在巴黎一家餐厅吃完法国大餐，送老九回酒店，走在巴黎街头。
He and Lao Jiu had a French dinner at a restaurant in Paris and then sent Lao Jiu back to the hotel on foot, walking along the streets of Paris.
突然，一声枪响。
Suddenly, a gunshot rang out.
叶子浓被子弹击中。
Leaf Dragon was hit by a bullet.
胸膛倒在血泊中。
Chest lying in blood.
是极端组织干的。
It was done by extremist organizations.
在他们眼里
In their eyes,
叶子浓是共产主义的代言人。
Leaf is the spokesperson for communism.
人
People
是自由的敌人。
Enemy of freedom.
戴梦妍赶到现场。
Guy Minjin arrived at the scene.
抱住叶子浓。
Embraced the farmer.
呼喊。叶子浓
crying leaf farmer
用尽最后的力气安慰他，都是人的那点事儿。
Give him the last bit of comfort, reminding him that everyone makes mistakes.
没有
No.
为什么？他死了。
Why did he die?
年仅30多岁。
Only in their 30s.
叶子浓的死讯传来。
The news of Yizai's death came.
方迪悲痛欲绝。
Fang Dai was in despair.
他去找张志成。
He went to find Zhang Shaichen.
张主任说。
Director Shang said.
叶子浓有底线。
Leaf Farm has its bottom line.
这五个字是对叶子浓一生最高的评价。方迪用自己的钱为叶子浓在北京买了一块墓地。
These five characters are the highest praise for Yizai Nung in his life. Fang Dai used his own money to buy a tomb for Yizai Nung in Beijing.
他把叶子浓从不离身的大茶缸，那个泡着浓茶。
He never took his favorite teapot, the one he always kept with him, out of its place.
见证了他无数个沉思。
Witnessed countless of his reflections.
夜晚的茶缸放在了墓前。
The teapot was placed in front of the tomb at night.
戴梦妍想去加勒比海殉情。
Dreamy, she wanted to commit suicide in the Caribbean.
追随叶子浓而去。
Follow Leaf Dragon.
老九请方迪去劝他。
Old Nine, please ask Fang Dai to persuade him.
方迪说，叶子浓用命捍卫了他的信仰。
Fang Dai said that he long defended his beliefs with his life.
你活着才是对他最大的肯定。
You being alive is the greatest affirmation.
戴梦妍最终活了下来。
Casey finally survived.
但他的心已经死了。
But his heart is already dead.
他退出影坛，隐居海外，终身未嫁。老九的酒雾杠子面开遍全国。
He retired from the film industry and lived abroad, never marrying, and his wine collection became a national treasure.
成为连锁餐饮的传奇。
Become a legend in the chain restaurant industry.
他常说。
He often said,
没有叶子浓
no leaves,
就没有老酒的今天
no today for old wine.
方迪终身未嫁
Fang Dai never married.
每年叶子浓的忌日
every year on the anniversary of the death of the farmer,
他都会去墓地奉上一杯热茶
he would always go to the cemetery and put a cup of hot tea.
轻声说
Whisper.
永远缅怀
Forever remember.
只见一面的爱恋
Only one side of love.
那块墓碑上没有名字
There is no name on the tombstone.
只有一行小字
Just a single line of text.
见路不走
Don't be afraid to take risks.
故事讲完了。
The story is over.
欢迎在评论区聊聊您的想法。
Welcome to share your thoughts in the comments.
您若要阅读更多的经典作品
If you want to read more classic works,
请点开我的主页。
Please click on my homepage.
明天见。
See you tomorrow.